Yes, this is a very tough one indeed. The problem that you're facing is that your mother is not eligible for a dependent visa sponsored by you because you are merely a temporary resident at this time by virtue of having held or are holding, in fact, an employment visa. Once you've been converted from a temporary resident to a permanent resident, or at the very least a long-stay, unconditional stay resident, that is, once you've been here for 7 years and have gone on to become a permanent resident, or have secured unconditional stay, or have the right to land, in those circumstances you will be eligible to apply for a dependent visa for your elderly mother on the strength of her being dependent upon you, which conceptually at that time, but it's not applicable now as you can appreciate, as long as you can show that you can put a roof over her head and food on her table and that her medical needs are insured for, then this problem will go away over time. But until such a time, unfortunately, because you're a temporary resident, you don't have any rights to sponsor your elderly mother to live with you. So in a practical sense, you're left really only today with the visitor visa and all the challenges that are associated with a 3-month limit of stay as you do with your nationality, and running the gauntlet at the border each time that you make an exit and a re-entry. I'll come back to this subsequently in this answer, but there is one other visa class that you might be in a position to, or she might be in a position to qualify in her own right, and that is the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme visa. And this is where if she has assets to the tune of 10 million Hong Kong dollars and has beneficially owned them for at least 2 years immediately prior to making an application for a Capital Investment Entrance Scheme visa, then after a due process of what you only take 6 to 8 months, if she's prepared to lock those 10 million Hong Kong dollars into qualifying investment asset classes, ring-fenced in a financial institute and managed by them accordingly, as long as she maintains those investments in Hong Kong for 2 years at a time, she'll be able to get a 2-year visa extended for 2 years all the way through to her having been resident in Hong Kong for a full 7 years, whereupon she'll be able to uplift the 10 million Hong Kong dollar investments and convert her status through to permanent residency or indeed unconditional stay at her preference. So there is one option that would be suitable for her if she's able to muster the resources to be able to lock into Hong Kong on that basis. Quite a big ask, I appreciate, but it is one category of visa that is available to you, assuming that she qualifies from a personal net wealth perspective. So apart from that, realistically, unless she goes to university and gets a student visa, what you're otherwise left with is the status quo of the visitor visa. You could attempt to secure a prolonged visitor visa on the strength of her being, or you being, the last remaining relative, and that she's emotionally, spiritually, and financially dependent upon you. But this would be a positive act of discretion on the part of the Immigration Department. And in my experience, usually the Immigration Department don't respond positively to such applications. It's not unknown for them to effect a positive act of discretion upon such an application, but it's very much a long shot, and it's not something that you should rely on as being available to you as a matter of right and process. The final thing is to really, as I say, maintain the status quo and undertake what I've called the Shenzhen shuttle, which you're experiencing presently, entering and exiting, and each time that she makes a re-entry, she satisfies the immigration officer of her bona fides as a visitor, and on the basis that the immigration officer at the border is satisfied of her bona fides, that she's not a risk to the potential for her breaching her conditions of stay, then it's quite likely that, for at least for the considerable future, especially if you're accompanying her in this exercise and are ready and available to answer any questions that the officer at the border might have as to why she's spending so much time in Hong Kong, then you might very well be able to carry this off on an ongoing basis until such a time as either you leave Hong Kong or you've been here for 7 years. It's not recommended, but, you know, needs must, and in your circumstances, it is what it is. So I'm sorry I don't have much more positive news for you. In the final analysis, she's a visitor, and Hong Kong Immigration is set up to manage visitors on that basis. And because you're merely a temporary resident, unfortunately you don't have any rights in of yourself to be able to sponsor an elderly parent for any kind of more sophisticated or indeed useful immigration status for her. So whilst the news is not great, I hope you found this useful.